SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
On this vote, the yeas are 366, the nays 34, one member voting present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Congressman Marcus Molinaro announcing the final House vote on a spending bill to keep the government operating past midnight tonight. It would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but drops President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. It next goes to the Senate for expected quick passage. Johnson had insisted Congress would meet our obligations and not allow federal operations to shutter ahead of the Christmas holiday season. That's the sound of an ambulance on site near the Magdeburg Christmas market in Germany after a car drove into shoppers, killing at least two people and injuring dozens of others. At least 60 other people were injured, including 15 who were hurt very seriously. Authorities say the driver of the car was arrested. Saxony-Anhalt's interior minister told reporters that the suspect is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who first came to Germany in 2006. A judge has ruled that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. Jackson County Circuit Court Judge Jerry Zhang has issued an order to block the state's strict abortion law. The ruling Friday comes after a new abortion rights constitutional amendment recently took effect. Missouri's one of five states where voters approved abortion rights ballot measures in the 2024 general election. On Wall Street, the Dow by 498 points. This is SRN News. Disney backs down.
There's been a nationwide backlash against woke capitalism, and it appears that the Walt Disney Company is getting the message. The entertainment giant says it has killed a planned LGBT episode of its forthcoming Win or Lose animated program for kids. Disney has released a statement saying, quote, "When it comes to animated content for younger audiences, we recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males competing against females in school sports has become one of the most contentious topics in the country, and everyone from lawmakers to judges to athletic leagues are grappling with it. In high school, the rules vary from state to state, with about half of them passing legislation that effectively bars boys from playing against girls. The NCAA has decided to pass the buck to the governing bodies of each individual sport. This is SRN News. Stocks rebounded to end the week.
The S&P 500 rallied 1.1% Friday to shave its loss for the week down to 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 498 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1%. A report said a measure of inflation the Federal Reserve likes to use was slightly lower last month than had been expected. That's an encouraging signal after the Fed shocked markets on Wednesday by saying worries about inflation could keep it from cutting interest rates in 2025 as much as earlier thought. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.53%. Seth Seitel, New York.
Federal officials investigating the deadly West Texas collision between a Union Pacific train and a tractor-trailer hauling a wind turbine base are trying to determine why the tractor-trailer was stopped in the tracks. Two railroad employees were killed. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.